As I said at the start of the show, we are in stage 4 blackouts at the moment that will continue until at least Wednesday. Eskom is saying that this is because of unlawful industrial action at various Eskom power stations that's had an impact on planned maintenance and repairs. NUMSA has said, well, Eskom walked away from the negotiating table and they too should be held accountable. Eskom saying they're now going to the CCMA to try and resolve this. They went to court on Friday as well. Wayne Duvenage is the outer CEO. Wayne, good afternoon to you. Thanks very much for your time. My reading of this is that they should both be held accountable, NUMSA and Eskom, because it's you and me and everybody else at the end of the day that is in stage 4 power cuts.
Yeah, look, I think our electricity power plants are key points that shouldn't be subjected to this type of action, because you can cripple a country overnight. So they are at negotiating tables. And I don't think there should be any labor action and strike action while they're still negotiating. If they've walked away, let's understand what the reasons are. I think, you know, when you have a gap of 4.5% offered by the employer and 15% by the unions, we've seen this game. And it just stretches out and they try to hold the public to ransom or Eskom to ransom. We have a difficult situation. We have inflation that is becoming a problem, but 15% to 4.5%, I don't know when these games are going to stop, but it doesn't bode well for us in this situation of load shedding.
And it's costing us, in terms of the economy, yeah, R1 billion a day. We're up to, I think it's about 60 days of load shedding this year already. And that really does have an impact on the ability of people to work and to function and for the economy to function as well.
Yeah, absolutely. But the outside of the labor action, which is exacerbating the problem, our load shedding is the result of years of you know, poor leadership, poor maintenance, poor management of this whole infrastructure that we've had for well over a decade. And it's not going to be fixed overnight. What we do need is for the private industry to become part of the solution. And this is what I think Eskom is doing. They are selling off parcels of those land, pieces of land near the grid connection points, that we can get the amount of energy that we need into the grid through renewables. And I think that's going to solve the problem. But it's bigger than just Eskom. The government has to change policy. We have to move that limit from 100 megawatts to 1,000 megawatts. I don't know why we limited it at 100 megawatts. We've got a big problem here, and we need energy capacity brought on board as soon as possible.
Because ultimately, as you say, we're also being held ransom by the fact that we don't have independent power producers, that we are so reliant on Eskom supplying power to us, that we need additional capacity.
Yes, well, this is a planning issue, and you've got to look at government and say, why is this, you know, the IRP, why are we taking so long to update it, and why are we throwing into the mix you know, additional coal, nuclear, and other things. Just look at the research that's been done by Meridian. Had we gone down the road of independent power producers in the renewable space 4 years ago, we wouldn't have had load shedding in the last year, nothing. So we continue to procrastinate. We were dragging our feet on this increase from 1 to 100 megawatts. We really need government to sit down and come to the party and find the solutions quickly. And car powerships is not part of that solution. If we had car powerships energy now, our price would be going through the roof 5 times that of renewables. It doesn't take long to put these renewable plants up. We need to tie them to the grid. We need to increase the limit from 100 to 1,000 and get moving. But, you know, not tomorrow, today.
Yep, couldn't agree more. Wayne, thank you so much. Wayne Duvenage is the outer CEO. And as you said, we need to get additional capacity onto the grid. We are reliant on Eskom. But at the same time, this unlawful labor action also just making things so much worse and making the point that our power supply, our power stations should be key national points. There should be no labor action there at all. Eskom saying that we are in stage 4 power cuts. That'll continue until Wednesday at least. Eskom also saying that it is going to the CCMA to try and resolve this issue. Those wage negotiations have deadlocked. They also went to court on Friday to interdict NUMSA and NUM from protesting at power stations. Sekunati Manchancha saying earlier on this radio show that on this radio station that it is now peaceful at least at power stations, but we really need to get that sorted out and get that wage negotiation resolved so that we can at least get down to stage 2. Stage 4 is a bit much for all of us.